What activity should be the absolute top priority in every believer's life? What activity should be the top priority in every believer's life? I heard one, prayer, that's part of it. It's included in that priority. I heard prayer. That's included. Ooh. You really nailed that on the head. That's exactly what I want to talk about. All right, let's pray. Lord, I needed this too. I don't spend near as much time as I could and should. Help me to do better. Help us all to do better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. October 1st. November 1st. December 1st. We have 3 months left in this year. To me, I think this was the fastest year yet in my life. How about you? It's the fastest year yet in my life. I'm going to share some Sunday about time. We all have the same amount of time each day. How do you utilize your time? What do you do with your time? We've talked about prayer, reading the Bible, serving the Lord, worship. All of this, all of these essentials are wrapped up in one phrase, fellowship with Christ. It's the time when we sit before Him with His Word, worshiping, praying, and then responding to what we read in His Word and trying to put that into effect into our life. Try to be better Christians. When one once asked what fellowship is, I can remember that one of my teachers in Bible school put it this way. Fellowship is two fellows in a ship, or two women. If you're in a boat, and just two of you, and you're on the boat all day, I'll guarantee you by the end of the day, you'll have fellowship. There'll be fellowship. You think you could sit all day in a boat with somebody and not say a word to them? Maybe some of you could. Maybe some of you could. Maybe some of you lack some social skills. But I would bet that you would not be able to sit a whole day in a boat with somebody without talking to them. Right? I think that's a really good explanation of fellowship. Two fellows in a ship. You have a chance to talk, a chance to share. And that's what fellowship is about. Worship. You ever think about worship? Worshiping is being grateful, being thankful. Lord, I really had a wonderful week this week. I've enjoyed the cool temperatures and the freshness of the air. And yet, even the leaves are blowing around everywhere and got to clean them up. But it's okay. I love it. I've been looking forward to it. We had a hot summer, as you know. But I'm really enjoying this particular season. I like the colors, the brilliant and bright colors of the season. And that's worshiping. I just shared with you a little bit of worship. A little bit. That's just talking to Him. And some of you might have find different ways of doing that. It's a time of closeness and communion. and normally done with somebody of mutual interest. You have mutual interest, it's real easy to talk to somebody that likes the things that you like. It's very easy to talk to somebody. If you ever run into another cabinet maker or somebody that likes guns, it's easy to talk to them, isn't it? I run into another painter. You know what a painter and a painter talks about. Yeah. A couple customers that all of us get. Yeah. See, mutual interest. It's easy to talk to somebody that did similar things as you have done in your life. It's real easy to talk to them. I had an opportunity to talk to an older painter many years ago when I first started pastoring. I talked to him on his deathbed. Found out that he did painting on the side and did some other things on the side. If I talk too much, you'll know who he is. But anyway, I had a chance to talk to him. And when he said something about painting, boy, did we talk then. Do you know I had the opportunity to lead him to Christ that night? He was on death's bed. He didn't see the morning. He died that night. But he died knowing Jesus as his Lord and Savior. I'll never forget that. As we were talking, I said, would you like to know Jesus as your Savior? Would you like to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you'll be able to go to heaven? He said, I would. I really would. I said, could you pray with me then this prayer? And he did. Whew, if you've never had a chance to do that, you need to. That'll put a spring in your step and give you a grateful heart to share with someone about Jesus and change your direction in life. The only qualification for fellowship with our Lord, what do you think it is? One and only qualification. Well, let me quote a scripture for you. It might help you with. What fellowship does light have with darkness? There is no fellowship. So if you want to have fellowship, you got to be saved. How's that? Salvation is the only qualification for fellowship. What fellowship does light have with darkness? You need to be saved. You need to be saved. We don't fellowship with darkness. We can't. God says you can. You draw a line when you become saved. Those people who don't know Jesus will not always like to be in your presence. Now that you know Jesus, they'll think you're a fanatic because you talk about him all the time. And they'll may even get jealous because you spend more time with him than with them. And that would be my last point. I'm jumping ahead of myself. The only qualification is salvation. If we haven't received Christ as our Savior, we don't have anything in common with him. Our sins have separated us from him, but when we get saved, we become part of his family. And he calls us into this intimate fellowship with him. But many believers don't make time of fellowship with the Lord. They don't make it a priority. And maybe perhaps they don't even comprehend why it is so important. The easiest way I want you to understand fellowship now is to go to Luke chapter 10. I want you to see what it looks like in the life of Mary of Bethany. When Jesus traveled to Jerusalem, he often would stop to rest and relax at the home of his good friends, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. And on one of those occasions, Martha was busy preparing the meal. But her sister Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him. Mary wanted fellowship with Christ, but Martha was focused on serving him. Anything wrong with serving him? No. When Martha became upset that Mary had left her with all the work, She came to Jesus. She said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone?" Does that sound familiar to you sisters growing up? Huh? Does that sound familiar? I'm in here doing the dishes. The other ones are all outside doing whatever they want to do. And so she came to Jesus and she was upset. "She left me do all the work. Tell her to help me." That's what she wanted the Lord to do. Tell her to help me. But Jesus' response perhaps may have surprised her. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about many things." Ooh, did we hit any toes on that one? "You are worried and bothered about many things. But one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." So there's lots of things here that we can look at. We can learn about fellowship. And the first thing I want you to see is that fellowship must be chosen. That's the first point. It has to be chosen. You have to make a choice. Do you know that many of us every day make choices? Every day we're faced with choices. Mary had two choices. She could either stay busy in the kitchen or she could just take time out of her schedule and be with Jesus. That was the two options. And we face the same choices, don't we? And if we don't take time out of our busy schedule and have communion with Jesus, it probably won't happen. The second is fellowship includes three L's: listening, learning, and loving. It was Mary's love for Jesus that moved her to sit at his feet. Today, we don't audibly hear his voice, though many of us would desire and love to hear his voice, his audible voice. But I can tell you, he still speaks. He speaks through his word. If you'll be willing to sit with your Bibles open and reading and talking with him, I can tell you that he will show you things in his word that you've never seen before. There's been many times I've sat and read the same passage, and I can tell you I read that passage many times before and never seen it. I just never noticed it before. And you know what? It's because Jesus talked to me. He wanted me to see it today. And I've been there lots of times. I've visited that place lots of times in that passage of Scripture, but I never seen it. It was like a light came on when I read that, and I thought, wow. I never thought of that way. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. I never really looked at it that way. And he still talks to us. He teaches us his ways. He guides us in the directions that we need to go. And the third thing, fellowship with our Lord demands that we leave some things undone. Ooh. That's probably something you didn't want to hear. How many things got undone on your list of many to-do lists in this summer? Huh? Put it on next year's list. Do you have a next year's list made up? There'll be some things that are going to be undone. And I can tell you, if we wait until there's no other needs that seem to be pressing, we'll probably never be free to be alone with Jesus. If you're waiting for a convenient time, that probably won't happen. Because I can tell you, there'll always be one more thing to do. Huh? Are the Marthas hearing that? There's probably always one more thing to do. That's why we have to be like Mary. She left the kitchen before the meal was served to do what was more important and to be with Jesus. For she saw that being with him was essential. But if we rush to serve without spending time listening and learning and loving him, We'll be serving with the wrong attitude, and the result will just not be as fruitful. Are you hearing me? Serving is okay. There's fruit in serving Him, but sometimes there's more fruit when you choose to spend time at His feet in fellowship and in communion before you rush out and start your day. You know what your schedule is, and you'll have to make some choices. When do you want to spend time with Him? For you, it might be late at night when everything shuts down. Children are in bed. You're by yourself. Maybe that works good for you. The morning is a good time because it's the start of the day. It really sets the start and tune of the day. You're listening to me? The morning. You'll find more places where Jesus rose up early in the morning. The Bible's full of them. He rose up early in the morning, sometimes before it was yet day. And there was times He spent the whole night in prayer on the mountain. He spent all night in prayer. Do you know of occasion when He did that? What was He going to do the next day? The night that He spent all night in prayer in the mountain, He chose His 12 disciples. That particular night, He spent the whole night in the mountain in prayer. The fourth lesson that we learn about fellowship is we need to prioritize fellowship. And sometimes when we do that, it can bring about some misunderstanding. You see, Mary did the best choice, but Martha felt that she was abandoned. She didn't understand Mary's desire to be with Jesus when, after all, there was so much to do. I can just imagine she wanted to have the best of best for Jesus. Can you picture this? If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, how about that? What would you be doing? Working all day trying to get a meal together, wouldn't you? Because you'd want it to be the best. I think we'd all try to do that. But I want you to think about something today. When He got there, would you want to just keep serving Him, or would you just like to sit beside Him and talk to Him? Lord, I've got some things I want to talk to you about. There's things I want to share with you. And Lord, I know you have a whole lot more that you can share with me. And for right now, I just assume keep my mouth shut and keep my ears open and let you share with me. After all, Martha thought there was so much to do. It's the same way that other people may not understand why we set aside time for the Lord. Because to them it might seem like we've gone overboard in our religion. Or maybe we're foolishly wasting our time. And sometimes even those that are close to us may even feel a bit jealous because of our devotion to the Lord. That can happen too. You see, sometimes it can bring misunderstanding. I just want to be with the Lord. I need to spend time with Him. And dear, if the phone rings, you answer it for me. I'd appreciate it. Because at this time, I'm not taking no phone calls. It's just me and the Lord. It can wait. I'll call Him later. Because I'm with the Lord right now. And I want Him to speak to me. And then lastly, negative consequences can result if we neglect fellowship with the Lord. I want you to notice the contrast between that peaceful disposition of Mary sitting at Jesus' feet, and then we got Martha's agitation. Are you listening to me? You're hearing this? Mary is peaceful, sitting at his feet. Martha's agitated. Martha's distracted. She's worried. She's bothered. And this is what happens. It's what happens when we take our eyes off of Jesus. Fellowshipping with him in the morning helps us to trust him throughout the whole day, because he's working on our lives. He wants to guide us in whatever situation we may face. And he knows what's ahead. He knows what you're going to face tomorrow. Wouldn't you want him to guide you in all your ways? Then would you acknowledge him? Would you set some time for him? Would you prioritize? You know what the sad part of this whole thing is? Many of us are more likely to sit in front of the television, or today, maybe, the computer on Facebook, or the cell phone, than rather sit at the feet of Jesus. So we need to reevaluate how we use our time. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Is there anyone? Is there anything that is more important to me than Jesus? Is there anyone or anything more important to me than Jesus? I can tell you the other things will seem pressing, but I can tell you there's nothing, absolutely nothing more necessary, nor is there anything that's more rewarding than being with Jesus, spending time at his feet, and enriching your relationship with him. And it will bring a peace and a satisfaction like nothing else that this world can offer. Every moment with him will be a moment that will be well spent. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The hour is early. Brother Roger, this message spoke to my heart. You know, I could spend more time with him. And like you said, I've been easier to spend more time in front of other things like the computer or the cell phone. And for that, I'm sorry. And Lord, I want you to help me prioritize my time in a better way. Would you slip your hand up? Mine's already up, because I needed that message too. Anybody else want to get in on this? Everybody's hands are up. It's times like this when I know that this message was laid in my heart by the Lord and him only. When I see so many respond. Now I want to pray. You can put your hands down. Lord in heaven, thank you so much for this message. And it spoke to my heart this morning before I was able to share it here. And I've asked you to help me to prioritize my time. I seem to find things that give me pleasure. And so, Lord, I ask you to help me to prioritize my time, to spend more time with you, just to sit at your feet, to read your word and let it speak to my heart, and to commune with you. Lord, as I read the passage in your word about Enoch, for one day he was not because you took him, I've often wondered why you took him so early in life, Why he wasn't able to even taste of physical death like all of us must taste of. And Lord, I've often wondered, what made him so special that you took him home early? Do you know what I think it is? I think he spent a lot of time with you, and so you just thought you might as well take him home. Because I think he spent a lot of time with you. Whew. I can't come up with anything else. And then when I think about the time I spend with you, I come really short. Really short. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And I want to do better. And Lord, I saw that the hands were raised, almost everyone in this place knows that they can do better too. So thank you, Lord, for this message. I want to thank you for these hands that were raised today. Each one here willing to spend more time with you. I think it's a wonderful choice. That's a wonderful choice. And I'm so thankful and so grateful for it. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Scotty, you have a song for our anointing service.